We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler on a Tim Shea Tuesday. Tim, I do miss you. You're not on with the frequency since you're always working in the overnights.
Yes.
Keeping America and Milwaukee plugged in on what highway has the latest guy shooting out of his car?
or these things. Or if on Sunday you were driving a little crazy Sunday morning, spinning out on the freeway into ditches. Some
weather concerns. Oh, it's your overnight duties are gonna pick up now.
Yes, they are.
A lot of accidents.
Yep.
Jeez. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. Our Badgers are going bowling. Well, they were already, but we got the axe back.
Well, we're going to do something we never do. And this episode today is going to start with Badger talk.
I like it.
Not basketball.
No.
I'm not there yet.
No, not yet.
Badgers,
but they do have Monday night. They do have the big Marquette game coming up.
Yeah, that's in Madison. How do you feel about this game?
We'll see. I think they'll lose. I feel like they'll lose. But, you know, anything can happen.
This must be how, like, you know, when Brewers fans, I'll use them as an example, are talking about how Brewers and Cubs is such a rivalry, and then the Cubs fans are like, is it? I think that's how Badgers fans are with Marquette. Like, the Badgers, I don't know. Do I like Marquette? I think the answer is no.
No.
Huh. I mean, I love the years that Diener and Wade were there. The Badgers are my team, but college basketball isn't my number one thing. But I am a Badger guy. I like the Panthers. I support Milwaukee all day long. Tough game the other day, I think, against Southern Miss. Had a chance to come back. So I like them. I just think with Marquette, I'll support Marquette. That's the difference. I will support Marquette. Okay. I was rooting for them against Kansas. I found myself rooting for them. And then against Purdue, I didn't realize Hunter Dickinson had transferred.
He left Michigan.
I had no idea. That's how unplugged I am with that sport. But what happens is, and I've talked about this, they get to this game on Saturday, and any goodwill that is earned, any appreciation, sometimes even any like, I might like this team,
goes right down the drain.
Resets to zero.
Yep.
For no fault of the team or the coach, I mean, who doesn't want to root for Shaka Smart? It is 100% the annoyance of Marquette fans. The Marquette fans are they're the mosquitoes of Wisconsin sports. They're not a year-long problem, but when they bother you, you can usually flick them away. But those nights that, like, you just got bit up and weren't thinking about it. In the next couple of days, you're in pain.
Yep.
That's what Marquette fans are. The mosquitoes of Wisconsin sports.
That's a very good way to put it. I like it. I'm going to start using
it. I've been looking for a long time for the best mosquito reference that I could find, and finally I think I've found a home for it.
Marquette. Perfect.
And so maybe they win. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume they're going to win. They're favored. They're the better team.
But Badger fans can't win, because if Marquette wins, they're going to shit on you all year.
I know.
But then if Wisconsin wins,
they come up with
all year, they're going to be like, how did we lose to this shitty team?
No, they just come up with a list of excuses, you know? So they can't take a loss well.
Well, because also it's the only thing.
Yeah.
Like, Badgers have football, obviously.
And volleyball. Congratulations.
Okay, I go out on Friday to the Bucks game. I'm at Goolsby's.
Uh-huh.
And my buddy had a birthday thing. So there's some people there I haven't seen in a while, buddies. And they were all, like, looking at the TV and trying to see how Wisconsin did against Nebraska in volleyball.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I still think it's like a – I still think it's like when NBA guy shows at a WNBA game. It's like,
no,
I'm telling you to do this.
No, I'm sorry, but this is actually a thing. It's not that.
Volleyball's a great sport. It's
Bart. Tickets were going for $300-$400 for that game. It was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems.
It was the most expensive ticket for a Wisconsin athletic event this year. More than football.
Yeah, well, football tickets were going for $5 last game. Jesus.
But hey, we got the axe back, so.
All right, we got the axe. Great transition. Obviously, it started badly, and then they won this game. So they beat Minnesota. They beat Nebraska. Because when they lost to Ohio State, we'd kind of talked about what games can you not lose. Like, you can't lose to Northwestern, which they did, right?
They did.
You can't lose to Illinois, which they did that too, right?
No, they beat Illinois. Bro,
who do we lose to?
They lost to Indiana. They lost to Indiana and Northwestern back-to-back games.
Hey, did you see who's rumored for that job?
Who?
Your guy.
Indiana? Shut up.
Gruden.
That would be just full circle for it. I might have to be a Hoosier fan if he goes there.
You predicted Gruden wearing red for years.
I did, just the other red.
Yeah, Gruden to Indiana because everybody's firing their coaches. This is the highest buyout amount of money ever in college football. Obviously, the Jimbo Fisher, $75 million, $80 million.
God, I wish I could have $80 million to go home and sit on my couch in my basement.
I was pumped when I got, like, a very small severance from Odyssey. I'm fucking king of the world.
And now you work there again.
For anybody that ever is going to get a severance, or just keep this in the back of your mind, the taxes on severance pay is a lot higher than the taxes on normal pay. And I was not aware of that until I got my first paycheck. So, plan accordingly. If you're ever on severance, just know that the taxes are higher on severance pay.
Okay.
Just a little, you know, I'm almost 40 now.
Me too.
Yeah. When? April?
Yeah. Maybe we should have a birthday party together.
Maybe we should have a tailgate.
At a Brewer game.
Yeah.
My birthday bash.
Yeah. Let's do Tim Shea's birthday bash. That'll be the next tailgate.
All right.
We're good?
I like it.
Should we do a weekend?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Maybe we'll start at Pato? Or do we want to do, like, a tailgate?
Well, I don't know.
Now that I mentioned Pato, your eyes went up.
Yeah, I lost money Friday night. There's this bar. What's the bar called? Third Street Tavern or some shit?
Where is it on 3rd Street?
It used to be something else. I think it used to be the Ale House. Is the Ale House still there?
Oh, over there in the 3rd Ward?
No, by Pfizer.
Oh, Oak Barrel?
I don't know. There was like this bar that we went to that I'd never I swear this bar was not here yesterday and it will not be here tomorrow. It was like an oasis.
Maybe I'll have to go check it out. Should I get in my car right now?
Actually, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a bar called The Oasis, and every weekend it's in a new spot.
Okay.
Like a pop-up bar. Luke Fickell, your thoughts on his season one?
7-5. I mean, not what we thought. Everyone thought, but everyone thought they were going to be an air raid offense and go 10-1 and win the West. And you know what? You know what? He beat Minnesota, so that makes up for a lot of it. I think. I mean, that game, that rivalry, is number one for Badger fans. So I saw a lot of fans saying this makes up for the bad season.
Would we? If we're Badger fans and we went to playoffs and shit, and we're 11-0 all the time, but then always lost to Minnesota. Would we want that coach fired?
Probably. If it was like Michigan, Ohio State.
That's bullshit.
I know.
That game was good and entertaining. I'm just so tired of how they, like, just be the rivalry. Don't the add-ons, the crossing out of M's.
Ugh, I hate that.
Stayed up there, team down there. So fun.
But it's everything. Did you see the Ohio State athletic director get into a little like tussle on the sideline with a Michigan security guard? Like, it is everything.
Yeah, the only one that should be fighting security guards is Matt LaFleur. So we're going to get a bowl game.
Yeah, it's sounding like the Music City Bowl in Nashville against the SEC team, like maybe a Texas A&M actually, or a Kentucky.
Are we going to play like fucking Auburn again?
No, I don't think they're going to go to a bowl game. Did you see how their game ended on Saturday?
Yeah.
Against Alabama?
I thought there should have been a safety in the game, but the ref was on his ass. And then there was another game that I thought in the NFL should have been a touchdown, but the referee, like, couldn't – they had no ref at the goal line. Like, they run it – I don't know, ref placement. Ref placement is my new – a long-term discussion point.
Okay.
Journal Sentinel has all of the experts' picks. Brett McMurphy, friend of show, says he's got UW connected to the Music City Bowl against Texas A&M.
There you go.
24/7 Sports says the same thing. Jerry Palm says the same thing. ESPN says Wisconsin-Auburn in that game. Same with Fox. And USA Today is Wisconsin against Kentucky. Other people say maybe the former Outback Bowl.
Oh, yeah, the ReelQuest Bowl, right?
Yeah.
What it's called now or something.
So when is the Music City Bowl?
The 29th or the 30th?
Is that during the day?
December, yeah. I think it's a 2:45, 3 o'clock start.
December 30th, Big Ten versus SEC, ABC, 1 o'clock Central.
1 o'clock, okay.
So that is a Saturday.
Maybe we should have a little get-together, the meetup, the hurry-up, a Badger pregame.
I will be on the air that day.
Oh, all right. So great. Saturday. National radio will hear you talking Wisconsin, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Well, Saturdays have been fun because I just watch the games and talk about the game. Now I'm going to have to do work.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to prep a show and not come in there hungover.
You'll have to
I don't know. I expected more. I expected more from this season. I understand the challenges and
we all did
and all that stuff. But I think what maybe we unfairly did was we looked at this schedule because next year's schedule is impossible.
Yep. 6-6, maybe. Maybe.
And this is with the expanded college football playoff.
Yeah, they play at home. They play Penn State, Oregon. I think they go to USC.
We go. Let's win loss already. You want to be the first to win loss?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I'll give you the rock music again. All right, Badgers next year. Week one against Western Michigan.
That's a win.
It's a bowl game rematch. Right?
From a couple years ago. Yeah, the Cotton Bowl.
South Dakota Coyotes.
That's a win.
Alabama comes to town.
That's a loss. Wait. Can you just say that one more time?
Alabama comes to town.
Wait, not Alabama A&M?
No.
Alabama
State. I want to go to that game.
I'm going to that game. I'll be there.
I want to go.
Alabama. Alabama's coming to – Alabama's crossing that mystery line of north and south. Mason Dixon.
Oh, there's not all of it's a mystery.
I know. All right. After that, who do we play?
Then we have a bye.
Okay.
Then we go to, for the first time ever in Big Ten play, USC.
Oh, South Carolina, right? USC.
Oh, no. Southern California.
Oh, shit. So Alabama and USC. The USC. That's a loss.
I don't know. Lincoln Riley's kind of falling on his dick.
No.
Purdue at home.
That'll be a win.
Rutgers on the road.
That'll be a win. Tough. A win.
At Northwestern in October.
That's a loss.
Are we 4-3?
Right now we're 4-3.
Penn State at home.
That's a loss.
We got to win one of these. We'll beat Penn State.
Nope. Don't keep going. I got the win for you.
At Iowa.
That's a loss.
The Oregon Ducks at home?
That's a win.
What?
No Bo Nix.
I don't care.
They don't have their quarterback.
At Nebraska.
I'm going to give them a win.
Yeah, we don't lose to them.
Yeah.
Minnesota at home.
Win. So 7-5.
Well,
he's got to get players. He's got to recruit. He's got to get players to win these games, or else we're going to be very mediocre.
All right, here's a fun game. Let's say the Badgers start the season 4-0. That would include wins against Alabama and USC. Which of the following games would they absolutely lose? Purdue at home, at Rutgers, or at Northwestern?
At Northwestern.
I feel like they'd probably lose the double at Rutgers, too.
At Rutgers, yeah. I mean, Rutgers is better.
Which of these games will be the Peacock game that everybody bitches about?
Well, the Alabama game will probably be Fox. But Fox always gets for, you know, when they do this, Fox always picks Michigan, Ohio State first. I bet you CBS picks up Alabama, Wisconsin.
Or it could be the night game on NBC.
Or it could be, yeah. Which, if, yeah, that's going
to
be.
Or it won't go to ESPN, right? Because it's an Alabama road game.
Correct. It's an Alabama road game, so no ESPN. So it will, you know what? One of those two networks will pick it up. I bet you CBS picks it up because why not? It's Alabama.
At USC is going to be like a 9:30 Fox game.
Yeah.
Gonna be late the weekends that they have
for that you. Could be an NBC game.
Oh yeah, that too. Wow. Big Ten Saturday night.
There it is.
Big Ten Saturday night. Big Ten Saturday night. Hey, can you tell? I was trying to tell the story of your nephew's cousin's buddy's friend's uncle that went to Happy Place Hemp.
Oh yes, my buddies. My buddy's uncle's brother. Not also related. He went to a Happy Place Hemp. He said he wasn't sleeping well, and these gummies that he bought weren't just working well, so he decided to go there. He name-dropped myself, and they gave him a little sampler pack and said, here, try these. If these work, come back. I think he went back.
Wow.
I think they worked. He said, I'm pretty sure he said he told my buddy's uncle, the other one, that he had one of his best nights sleeping. So,
wow,
yeah.
And now every time he goes back, tell him to use the promo code BART.
Yep, I told him
25% off.
He went there too. He didn't call. He went in.
Yeah, if you go in, you could probably just drop the Tim Shea and get that discount.
I need to go back there soon.
Oh, you've been saying that for a couple of weeks, Tim.
I know. I just, you know, with the weird time I get up, I've been sleeping well.
What did I take? Monday, no, Sunday night I took one.
Okay.
Sunday night I took, it must have just been the Delta 8. It's in the tin that says full spectrum.
When I have to stay up during the day, I take these bad boys.
You are taking those?
The yellow ones. The mango?
Yeah, the THC free.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just took a Delta 8. And then I stayed up a little bit, watched the game, got tired, went to bed.
See?
It was great. Because I do, if I don't take one. See, there's two ways that I can go to bed without being insomniac.
Drinking?
Coming up, smelling like booze, snoring all night, or taking a gummy.
Yep, there you go. Mm-hmm.
HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off every order.
Not just
like,
one.
And you're like, oh, shit, I'm listening to that. It must have been a Cyber Monday sale. No. This is the one deal you're going to find 365, sometimes 6 days a year.
Best deal in town.
HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I guess I'll bring it up again. I think I've gotten to the point where I'm more upset about the people that are telling me to move on from this council thing. I was moved on. I was moved on. And then he showed up at a Bucks game like nothing fucking happened. That is bullshit.
The day before, he showed up at my, not my niece's basketball game, but a tournament, and I saw him.
Anyone heckle him?
No, but.
Look, if Craig Counsell, who on the Dan Shaney YouTube, you see the Counsell with no head bobblehead. Mine I did throw away after I broke mine. There are still pieces on the floor.
I still have the other three that I need to.
Shit, that's a good one, too.
I know. I might keep this one.
Yeah, maybe we'll like him again someday. But I don't understand how people like... Okay, so yeah, you go to your niece's game. You go to your daughter's, whatever.
I mean, he's still living in town. Just let him be.
But that's part of my problem.
What would have been the reaction if he shows up to Bucks Bulls?
The same, nothing. And I said, this is my comparison. Let's say there's a manager of the Philadelphia Phillies who then takes the job with the Mets and then shows up at a Sixers game. He would be kidnapped and you wouldn't see from him again.
I know.
Until you transferred 5 Bitcoin to a random account. Okay? This is... And I'm not saying we need to make his life a living hell. No, he's there. Fine. Whatever. Ignore him. The fact that he thinks he can go there.
Yeah, I know.
Then it's people telling me, why is this a big deal? Like, again, if you don't get it, you don't get it. But now I'm getting the Bart. Craig's a Bucks fan. What? Now he can't be a Bucks fan? You think Craig Council gives two shits about the Bucks, honestly? From the tweet that I saw, John, the guy that put it out, someone asked him, what was it like? And he goes, Craig was unbothered the whole time, but like never cheered. And when everyone was standing, he was still sitting down. So some passionate ass Bucks fan he is. Aaron Rodgers is an owner of the team still. Do we forget this?
Well, remember, he's dating the other owner's daughter.
Probably. Aaron Rodgers still has ownership in the Bucks. He won't even show up there.
Nope.
But Council's like, oh, no, fuck, I'll buy a ticket. What an idiot. I just don't, I don't get it. Like, he does something atrocious, and I get mad, and I'm the bad guy. I think there's bot farms. This Council thing, because I know when I put out a tweet what kind of reaction I'll get. You can feel a steady amount, like, okay, there's a lot of negativity here, but this is, for what this is, the negativity matches what this is. This Council thing is off the fucking charts. The amount of people that, I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't fucking get it.
I know. It's. He needs to just not show up at big sporting events. Do you think he'll go to the Brewers winter warm-up?
Yeah, why not? And meet Cubs manager Craig Council.
No, just as a fan. You
yeah,
know.
He's like, oh, I was wanting to beat one of these as a fan. This is pretty cool. Walk around.
He's going to be around, everybody, so get used to it, especially during the offseason. You'll see him around at your favorite restaurant or whatever.
I mean, I don't want to see him at Tupelo Honey.
His daughters don't graduate.
Oh, 20% off.
His daughter's only a freshman, so 27.
Oh, class of 27?
Yeah, that's why he didn't move.
I just, you know, the whole thing about Milwaukee being the Chicago suburbs, it's more about Brewers to me. It's about Milwaukee, man. Sucks. Somebody asked me if the game had doubled my salary, would I go there?
You might. You would.
I would if I could be program director, fire all of them and hire all of you guys.
Yes! I got a job.
If ESPN Milwaukee ever wanted me, I'd go there to do a part-time show.
Yeah.
Once a week for peanuts. If the game ever wanted me, they'd have to give me the keys to the fucking castle.
There you go.
Big difference.
Well,
anything else?
Just a little news plug here for CBS 58 and our good friend Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Our news crew.
I will be talking to you momentarily.
Our news crew will be out at the toy drive today, Tuesday. So take a look, take a peek. We'll be out there showcasing that event and that whole shebang.
Well, I'll be out there like in mere moments.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
All right. Well, I miss you.
Always. Let's get together soon. Thank you for the lunch date, too, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. The chicken and waffles at Tupelo Honey.
Yum. Delicious.
Yeah. I said I should have gotten that. I should have gotten that in addition to my breakfast.
Yeah.
My breakfast was good, but then you look around and see chicken and waffles. You're like, I got room for that too. Shit. By the way, the code I mentioned, 20% off. So if you go there, you still have through the end of November. You got the rest of the week. If you have a lunch thing you want to do or some dinner time, 20% off when you put Bart Winkler Show in the reservations. Our guy Zach went there, I think, Sunday night. So check it out. Otherwise, maybe check it out anytime. They got brunch coming up on the weekends. They got great food. The first day I went there, I saw David Gruber. The second day I went there, I saw the Jonas Brothers. So who knows who you'll see? Might run into a Tim Shea. Who knows?
Ooh. I'm going back. I'm definitely going back.
No. TupeloHoneyCafe.com. All right, pal.
All right. Well, big week. We'll talk next week, I'm sure.
We could talk sooner.
Soon. We should talk about the Packers soon too. I'm still not buying into the playoff hype.
Well, let's see what happens this week.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to lose this week. Let's see what happens against Carolina.
They should have been my survivor. I'm out.
Oh no! Really?
I took the fucking Saints.
Oh, I would have told you no.
But then the Saints had 2 red zone turnovers, 5 field goals. Like, they should have won. The process was sound. The results were not.
All right. Yeah, let's see. I think the Packers are going to have a clunker against one of these 4 teams. Bears, Giants, Tampa Bay, Carolina. I'm guessing it's going to be Tampa.
Where's that game?
Lambeau.
Mm.
There's nothing mystique or anything. That's gone. There's no home field just because they're playing at home.
What are we, 5-6? We could finish 11-6.
I'm not buying that. I'm not buying it. Stop.
Just can we still win the division?
Stop.
Taylor Swift going to be there?
I was impressed. I think so, with Simone Biles, right? Isn't that rumor going around?
Bye, Tim.
Goodbye, Bart. Go Brewers.
And we're back, and I'm back. I'm back at the toy drive with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. It's the Bart Winkler Show. And we're in the Bear Sunroom Studios, if I remember that right.
That's correct, yeah.
If you can check us out on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, Dan Shaney Insurance. Steve, I have some sports-related questions for you, but that can wait.
Sure.
17 years, most of those you've been out here. There was COVID year.
Yeah.
But other than that.
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. Other than that, it's been you talking to the people, getting donations, all for the kids, Sparky.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. It's for Children's Hospital, Children's Wisconsin. Again, I mean, just think about it. You don't want to be spending your holidays in the hospital. Your kids definitely don't want to be spending their holidays in the hospital. So, you know, what we do is we collect toys, and it helps, you know, for those kids during the holidays to get a couple of toys, or a toy or two from Children's Hospital. And then if we get enough toys, which thankfully over the course of time we've been able to do so, it helps, you know, supply toys for the entire year. So if somebody's having a bad day, they get a toy, puts a smile on their face. For their birthdays, checkout, when they're going home, you get a toy on checkout when you're going home. That's good stuff. Plus, it also helps with Robin's Nest, which is something that they've started up in the last 10, 12 years or so, which is something involving foster parenting. So a lot of these foster parents, you know, that don't have a ton necessarily going for them. You're able to kind of help provide toys for them for the holidays as well for those foster kids that they're mentoring. So it just does so much good stuff. It's my favorite week of the year, has been since we started this thing 17 years ago. And hopefully we can keep this thing going for another 17 more.
My first year out here was 2014. Maybe I was in studio. Maybe first year out here, 2016. But still, since the mid, whatever. Would you believe me if I said my outlook on this has changed after I had a child?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that it changed. It's just now I can say things and mean it instead of just like pretending.
Well, I mean, look, I always tell the story. Matt Regacious, who used to be a producer for Bill Michaels back in the day, has a son. Who is special needs, I guess would be the best way to put it, and spent a lot of time in Children's. And I'll never forget when his son was really young and he was he called me and he said, "Don't you ever, ever stop that toy drive." He goes, "Because the look on my son's face when he was given a toy just changed his whole day. He was in so much pain and everything else that was going on, but that moment was huge." And not only was it huge for the kid, but it was huge for Matt and his wife, the parents actually seeing their son smile. We've been going through so much that day. It's a big deal. And I had an experience with Children's as well last year. We had our baby daughter at the end of July in Labor Day weekend. She stopped breathing. And we were in Children's Labor Day weekend last year for 2 nights, 3 days, whatever it was. And it ended up not being anything. They called it a Brew event. You and E mean unexplained event. So they have no idea why it happened. But apparently it happens still with babies. So it happened once and they said it happens twice. Then we have to be something concerned about. Thankfully, it never happened again. But you can imagine when your baby's eyes are rolling in the back of their head and they're turning purple, how scared you would be driving your baby to the hospital. So I've been through it. I've spent nights at Children's Hospital. So you're right. When you're a parent, and if you have to use Children's, you really get a better idea of it. But even if you have a kid and you've never used it, knowing that they're there is a big deal. And so many of the people that use Children are not from Southeastern Wisconsin. They fly in from other states. They come in from different parts of the country because this is one of the top hospitals in the country and we're blessed to have it in our backyard.
See, I gave you an assist there because you could say a lot of that much better than me. I mean, my kid's four. I can speak on how great toys are and yes, how great it is to have a hospital here. But thankfully, right, we haven't, you know, the only nights I've spent would be when he was born.
Sure.
Which
that's lucky. Knock on wood.
Did you see the video of Jason Kelce? Did you see that at all? When no, he was in the hospital, like living his best life while his wife was in labor. That's kind of what I did. I was asleep. Oh my God. She's in labor for 10 hours. I'm just sleeping. I'm just enjoying myself.
That's horrible.
I'm a chair. That's when me as a dad goes up, me as a husband keeps going down.
But she's still with you. So it's all worked.
Well, as of the taping. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, by the way, if you can't make it out here to Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, we're out here every day, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We have great volunteers from Children's Wisconsin are helping us out as well, collecting cash donations, check donations, as well as brand new toys here. Check out Toyland, Blaine's Farm and Fleet. If you can't make it out this week between Monday and Friday, why the hell not? I'm just joking. But you can donate online at 1250amthefan.com. Just click on the Toy Drive story. You can make your donation online. And hopefully I can see a bunch of you out here during the course of the week and talk some sports.
Yeah, this is fun. It's great to be a part of this. And again, donate online if you can't get here. But if you can get here, see my man Steve, that helped too. I need to come to you as a longtime radio man and the things that I've been dealing with lately.
Yep.
We talked Packers. I was on Curt and Long.
You are. Thank you.
We talked Packers.
That's posted.
So I'll start with a softie. Do we think they're making the playoffs? Because I told you I think they can.
Yes.
Very non-committal. Their schedule's bad, so they got Kansas City also. But then they have Tampa, not in the right order, but the Giants, Tampa, Chicago,
Carolina,
and the Vikings. And if you lose to Kansas City, you still got five games. Let's give them a loss in one of those five games. It's still four winnable games. Based on their schedule, based on Seattle's schedule, if we're going to scoreboard watch, yeah, I think they can. I think, and even if they go and get killed, fine. But I think they can, and I think it's good for a team that is, even if they don't make the playoffs, it's nice for a team that's young like this to have that goal, to have something to build towards. I think this season for being 5-6 is like, I'm very pleased with how it is going. And they are 5-6.
Brian Gutekunst said in midseason that they had to show him something in the last 10 games. But since that press conference, I believe they've started to show him something week in and week out. And this team has turned the corner, offensively especially, has turned the corner. And I think at the beginning of the year, a lot of people said, wins, losses, whatever. But the offense specifically, because the defense is Joe Barry, it is what it is. But offensively, you want to see the offense playing better as the year went, right? And by the end of the year, have 2-3 games by the end of the year where you're like, okay, they turned the corner. We're good with this going into next year. They figured it out. It took a while, but they figured it out. We're good. We're going to go with this group next year. But if it's 1-2-3 punt, 1-2-3 punt every first half for 17 weeks and they never get out of their own way at any point, then maybe it is, okay, is Jordan Love really our guy? Are these wide receivers really what we thought we were? Then you have those questions. But since that presser, I think they've taken those steps, and now I think it's I mean, it's going to be hard to convince me that Jordan Love's not the guy at this point. To me, he is the guy. And I think they still need one more true number one, with all due respect to Christian Watson. I think they could really use a true number one wide receiver. But outside of that, I think they're good to go.
With respect to the holiday season,
yeah,
and Craig Counsell, no, who has been
– no, I don't want to talk about
it. Hold on. To our toy drive in the past.
Don't care.
And has donated.
Don't care.
Why I want to bring this up is obviously I'm furious with him, and why I think he did is terrible. I don't remember a take that I've had or an opinion or a feeling that I've had that's been so like met with pushback that I don't understand the pushback, because I've had takes about the Bucks or the Packers or the whatever. And I understand the other side of it, but the amount of people who Wisconsin fans, forget the Cub aspect of it, Wisconsin fans who are trying to tell me it doesn't matter, who cares? And then I was over it. And then he shows up at the Bucks game. The brazenness of this man to show up at this Bucks game. I just don't understand how you can't be mad. And the thing that's always triggered me in any time that we talk about money is the thing that we do. It's these comparisons to like, well, you would do this in your job. You would do this in your job. You don't move from AT&T to Verizon and have 2 million fans pissed at you. Okay? He made Milwaukee look like a Chicago suburb. That's why I'm the most mad. And why aren't people mad with me? Can you help me?
First off, it's toy drive week. I'm trying to be happy. Trying to do stuff for the kids. You bring up this idiot.
I told you. Craig's donated. I've said a good thing about Craig for the first time since Craig Timber.
Good for him. I've never been more mad about a sports topic in my life. At anything. You can talk about the Packers screwing up 2014. You could talk about Brett Favre leaving. Excuse me.
I'm killing this man.
This one angers me the most by far. I've been the most angry about this. Just the thought of his name, I get mad. I didn't realize he was at that game last night. I saw it on social media this morning. Somebody that had tweeted, and you quote tweeted it on your account. I will tell you that this is the difference. When Brett left, Brett never said he was one of us. Brett never said, hey, I'm like you.
We did that.
We did that, right. But he never said he was one of us, right? I grew up here. I went to the stadium like you did. I'm a Brewer through and through, and this is so important. And okay, Brett never did any of that stuff. Brett never decided he was going to live here after he got traded to the Jets. Brett never decided he was going to live here after he got traded to the Vikings. Want to know why? Because he wasn't one of us, number one. Number two, he wasn't stupid enough to come back here after everything that went on. He got rid of that softball game. Lickety split. I'm out. Not coming back for that either. Let Donald Driver do it.
Rodgers is an owner and won't even come back to Bucks games.
Right. All of that. Not having it. Then we have Craig Counsell, who does the video, who says he's one of us is literally been one of us. You know, Whitefish Bay basketball games, he's there. Watching his kids play high school sports, he's there. Nobody bothers him. He's by himself. It's all good. Goes to a bunch of Bucks games. Again, nobody bothers him. All good. My issue with all of this is you could have taken the Mets job for a million less. You didn't want to do that. The Guardians, I don't know how much they were offering, but that you would have had no response from Brewer fans if you'd taken the Mets job. Even though you're in the same league. Nobody would have cared. All right, you and David Stern.
We say, hey, Craig's at the Bucks game. That's cool.
Cool. Whatever, right.
He wants to stick around. That's neat.
Fine. Guardians job. Fine. Do what you got to do. Only two jobs. And I literally tweeted it out that morning before it happened. I don't care where he goes. Do not go to Chicago to the Cubs and do not go to the Cardinals. I'll tell you this. He could have went to the White Sox. I would not have cared.
Not have cared.
Would not have cared. Go ahead. We'll see you in the World Series maybe someday. Don't care. But you stay in the division and you go to one of the two biggest rivalries of this fan base, which you know because you grew up here your entire life.
And he's playing dumb now. That makes and me more mad.
You want to play it both ways.
Yeah, I
you
needed
wanna...
Steve this whole time.
Right.
Screw all you idiots
yes.
who are trying to tell me to get over it. No. It's not even been a month. He no. showed up at the Bucks game.
No, I've said it on my podcast. I recommend you boo him, his family, everybody in the grocery store, at the bank.
They left him alone at the Bucks game.
Wherever you see him, yeah. you boo him. Like, I don't want you to be personal. I don't want you to name call. I want you none of that.
Yes, Steve.
But if they're buying an apple, boo. Just boom everywhere you see him. It's ridiculous. And then he has his press conference, and he's trying to tell me, oh, man, it was a lot more difficult than I thought this last week. I didn't think your action was going to be like this. You're a moron then. You are a complete and utter moron if you didn't expect Brewer fans to be pissed off about this. And what makes it worse is you go to the Cubs, whose payroll is going to be double the Brewers easily. They're going to be probably have every chance to go to a World Series. The Brewers are going to be in a rebuild here going forward. With Brett, you saw him twice a year for a couple of years. With Council, you're going to see him 13 freaking times a year for 5 years at least. And more than likely, if they win and they go to the playoffs, he's going to get another 5 years and another 5 years. And you know how he's going to be remembered? As the manager of the Chicago Cubs. That's how he's going to be remembered before this whole thing is said and done. And then when he's wearing that Cubs World Series ring around town, you can go up and congratulate him on winning a Cubs World Series and feel good about yourself. That is absolute insanity.
So why
to
are
me.
So many why people it, defending him?
Easy. Why? He grew up here.
But he
Do you
hurt me.
Have any idea of how many family and friends and acquaintances this man has around southeastern Wisconsin to help insulate him and to help fight his fights going forward? They're everywhere. I had a volunteer out here today. She was telling me that her daughter knows his son and they went to school together and blah, 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 blah. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, that's just one example when it came up today of, oh yeah, this person went to school with that person that knows that person. He has a huge network of people that love him. And I get it, right? Good dude was a good dude. And they're all going to protect him. So this is not like Brett. Brett had a few people, right? Business people around the area that liked Brett. But he didn't have the close-knit people around him because he didn't grow up here like Council. So that's what makes this all completely different. That's why you have so many people running to his defense and telling people to get over it because they're friends with him, his kids, his wife, other family members, and they're going to defend him to the death no matter what happens. And those that are pissed off and angry – don't have an affiliation with him, don't care about him or his family, and care more about being a Brewer fan than anything having to do with him.
I'm not saying he can't live and be out in, you know, I'm not saying he can't do that.
I will. Get the hell out. Go but, live in Illinois. You want to be a Cubs manager?
Well, I agree.
Go live in Skokie. You don't have to live here.
But
you
like,
that one report said his dream job. Cool. Yeah, take your dream and get the hell out.
But if I want to, like, I'll give him an inch. If I give him an inch and say, all right, he went to some Whitefish Bay games this weekend. Okay. He showed up at a Bucks game.
He's going to continue to.
That is how do people not understand? Like, that is a slap to everyone's face. And then, okay. Well, he's a huge Bucks fan, Bart. Oh, yeah. Guess what he did at that game? Sat on his ass the whole time. Never clapped, never cheered. That's what I was told.
Well, I don't know. Who cares? I don't care if he stands up or cheers or not. But you're right. It is the whole aspect of, I'm fine. I'm Craig Council. I'm great. So
Wisconsin's all talk. They won't boo me. Can you imagine? I keep using this example. Philly's manager goes to the Mets, goes to a Sixers game. He would be dead.
Tell me this. Tell me what would happen if LaFleur or McCarthy or any of these other guys would have went to the Bears from here. What if Forrest Gregg would have coached the Bears after Ditka? How would that have been received? Or what
Bart
if Ditka,
Starr!
Right, Bart Starr. What if Ditka would have coached the Packers after he coached the Bears? Would Ditka be the same Reverend Ditka in Chicago had he coached the Packers?
People still get mad that McMahon won a Super Bowl with us?
Exactly.
As well as the Bears.
Yeah, come on.
Speaking of Bucks, last thing. I don't know, but after 10 games, and now there's been a winning streak, and now Kevin or Connor or whoever the hell he is has an article about the Bucks should fire Griffin again. What are we doing?
Being stupid.
They're third place, best record.
Look.
We got an in-season tournament title on the way.
Well, I don't care about the in-season tournament.
I've been to both games.
Good, good, good. Very good. Yep.
I'm
going to my first game with Bucks Spurs December 13th, Wembenyama. Go see Wembenyama. This is the only reason I'm going to that game, to be honest with you, is because the 16-year-old got some award from high school, so I only had to pay for one.
They might be raising the NBA Cup banner that night.
Oh, really? On the 13th?
It's like a week after, maybe.
Whatever. So either way, this is the thing. Did I like Adrian Griffin hire? No. Did I want a more experienced coach? Yes. Having said that, should we make proclamations about this team in November? No. December? No. January? No. Talk to me at the end of February, early March, and then I'll tell you how what I think this team is going to look like. I don't know if you watch, what is it, Bucks Film Room? Is that the Twitter account or whatever it is?
Mr. Film.
Yeah. If you watch, go back at his Twitter feed a couple nights ago and look, and you could plainly see either they don't know where they're supposed to be going on defensive rotations, or they just choose not to move their feet to get to where they're supposed to be going in defensive rotations. But there are clearly issues on defense. And I do not care what the numbers say. Oh, look. They're missing two more threes a game against the Bucks than they were before, right? Because they're missing two more threes per game, not because the Bucks defense has done anything to try and have that happen at this point. Offensively, you're going to have any chance to win any game because you have Giannis and Lillard. Last night, I'm watching Twitter blow up as the Bucks are getting hammered.
Sunday was rough,
right? People are losing their minds. No, last night, Monday night, people were losing their mind. Or no, today's Monday. Today's Monday.
This
yeah,
is
you're
the
right.
Tuesday episode.
Yeah, sorry. No. I'm all confused.
I still try to present this.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm all confused.
Can't break that habit.
So anyways, so Sunday's game was awful. And people on Twitter, oh my God, people paid money to go watch this game and look at the crap they've got to watch. Unbelievable. Blah, 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 blah. Complain. I'm saying nothing. I'm just watching it. I'm like, okay, well, we'll see what happens. And what happens? They come storming all the way back. Giannis and Lillard take over the fourth quarter and they win the game. Again, you all can freak out and be mad because they're not winning the way you want them to win. But they are winning, number one. Number two, seeding does not matter for this Bucks team. The only thing that matters for this Bucks team is, will they be healthy when the playoffs start? And will they be playing together as a unit in that starting five? Will Giannis and Lillard have figured out how to play, together by the time we get to the playoffs? The answer to that should be absolutely yes. Then it's, will they all be healthy? Will Middleton be healthy? Or will they be without Middleton in the playoffs? That is the biggest key of all. Because without Middleton, that team is much different than with Middleton. And Brook Lopez, holy crap. Look at Brook Lopez play lately. So that too, how will his role develop and go on throughout the course of the year? These young guys, are they still going to be in the playoff rotation? Because right now they're giving Andre Jackson a lot of damn run. Marjon Beauchamp's getting run. AJ Green's getting run. Are they still going to be relevant by the time the playoffs come? That's all the stuff we have to focus on. The defense will figure itself out. It'll get better. It's going to take time. All this crap about Adrian Griffin being fired is stupid. Like, it is way too early to care about this one way or the other.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the effort he puts in to this toy drive is unparalleled. And because I care about him and I care about this, if you guys can do any donations, please do. Because you guys sometimes tell me, do a charity thing. No, then it saves me the trouble and work, and I can still feel good, and we can get people to help.
That's right. Blaze Farm and Fleet all this week, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'm out here. Come on out, say hi. Got a bunch of representatives from Children's Wisconsin and Robinson is helping me out all week long, which is awesome. You can bring a toy if you already bought a toy somewhere else, drop it in the bin right out where we are set up. With our bare sunroom, or you can go inside Toyland here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, buy a toy or two in there, drop that in the bin, or we have a cash bucket. You can drop cash or checks into that as well, checks to Children's Wisconsin, or go online. If you can't get down here during the week, go to 1250amthefan.com and make your donation online. Again, kids in a hospital during the holidays, nobody wants to be there. Nobody wants to live through it, and this helps.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
And to hell with you, Craig Council.
He is a dick.